Shane, you said that the awards season really set Michelle off, all the attention that Sandra and Jesse were getting. Can you elaborate on that?
She was saying how it just kind of upset her to see that, you know, they were so happy and saying how in love they were and how happy they were and how great, you know, they were together and everything. And from talking to her, she said that that never would have happened. You know, this never would have happened.
So the fact that they were presenting themselves as such a happy couple set Michelle off because she believed that she was going to be with Jesse?
Yes. Yes, so that's the impression she was under.
According to Shane, the relationship started because Michelle specifically sought Jesse out.
Did you know about the relationship she was having with Jesse?
Yes, she informed me, you know, from the beginning. How this whole thing started was I received a text message one day from her, you know, asking what Jesse James owns, you know, like where he's at. And, you know, I kind of called her, you know, like, what are you going to do now, you know? And she was like, oh, nothing, quit being so crazy. You know, I was at West Coast Choppers. And I said, yeah, it is. And next thing you know, 2 weeks later, she's telling me she's been hooking up with them and they're meeting at a beach house, you know, for Memorial Day weekend.
Shane didn't believe that Jesse would ever be interested in his ex.
I kind of laughed it off, figured she was pretty crazy, and told her, you know, Jesse's with Sandra. She's an amazing woman. There's no way he would be choosing you over her. She just kind of laughed at me and said, you don't know what's going on between them. And according to her, this big thing going on to where they were going to announce their divorce on a certain timeline, and, you know, she was going to be the next woman.
Was Michelle obsessed with Jesse James?
I believe she was obsessed with Jesse James. We had had problems, you know, during the marriage.
How obsessed? Shane Modica claims his ex-wife went to extreme lengths, even altering their own wedding photo to create an unusual mock-up.
Our picture is sitting there taped on her mirror, and, you know, I looked at it and kind of double-taked and noticed there was something over my face and went closer, and it's a picture of Jesse James, you know, his head cut out, pasted over my face, and I was like, really? Are you serious? And, you know, she laughed it off thinking it was, you know, funny, and, you know, said that, you know, oh, you know, it's not a big deal, you know, she's just doing it as a joke, he's fat, he's ugly, he doesn't have any real tattoos, you know, like, you know, he's old, you know, all that stuff.
But the fantasy was about to become very real.
She claims, actually, that the first time she met Jesse, that they had sex in his shop.
That's what
Did she tell you about that?
She said that they've hooked up before, you know, she says that, you know, she was sleeping with them and stuff, and, you know, she makes claims of, you know, them being together, you know, in Long Beach on the Queen Mary thing, and, I was at that tattoo convention, and, you know, we know a lot of the same people, and, you know, we had seen each other off and on throughout the whole entire, you know, thing pretty much.
Modica says his ex's relationship with James escalated in May of 2009, while Sandra was away shooting The Blind Side in Georgia.
Did she tell you that Jesse was in love with her?
Not that he was in love with her, just that, you know, they were going to end up being together, because I would say, you know, you're crazy, you know, he's with Sandra, there's no way he's going to leave her over you. And she would say, oh, you don't know what's going on, you know, she's in another country, they're not even together, they're living in separate places, you know, she doesn't help out with the kids, all that's fabricated, you know, and that they're under some kind of a contract.
Today, Shane wonders if Michelle was pursuing love or something else.
Shane, you said before that Michelle was determined to do one of two things. What were those two things?
You know, I know how she works, and it was either, you know, end up with Jesse and, you know, live that lifestyle and still have the money and the fame, or, you know, she was going to make money off this one way or another and fame. I mean, this is, you know, this is her payday. This is how she's...
So Michelle was either going to be with Jesse or take him down.
Yeah, and regardless, she was going to be famous out of this.